Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Pendengar, sebuah penelitian menunjukkan bahwa banyak orang Australia meremehkan pentingnya memiliki surat wasiat. Namun, para ahli berpendapat bahwa merencanakan masa depan orang yang Anda cintai harus menjadi prioritas tanpa memandang usia, status sosial ekonomi, dan etnis. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal itu yang disusun oleh Zoe Tomaido. Menurut sebuah studi pada tahun 2015, hanya orang Australia yang lebih tua dan mereka yang memiliki aset signifikan paling sering memiliki surat wasiat. Namun 2 tahun kemudian, Adam Steen, profesor praktek di Universitas Deakin, memimpin sebuah studi skala besar dan menemukan bahwa hampir setengah dari mereka yang mengikuti survei itu tidak memiliki surat wasiat.
Basically, you get the same things. Most people don't want to engage in the discussion about wills and death and estates and all that kind of stuff. There's a large proportion of people, you know, roughly about 50% or just under 50%.
Profesor Steen mengatakan berbagai kesalahpahaman dan tahayul adalah salah satu alasan orang-orang menahan diri untuk membuat surat wasiat.
What we find is that there's a large proportion of people who don't think that they need a will, and there's also a significant proportion of people who think if they make a will, they're going to die. Some people think we don't have enough money, we're not old enough. Those factors really apply across the board, not just in ethnic communities, but also Anglo-Saxon communities as well.
Ketika seseorang meninggal tanpa surat wasiat, itu disebut intestasi, dan distribusi aset kemudian disesuaikan dengan undang-undang negara bagian atau teritori. Seorang pengacara, Dean Kalimnios, mengatakan memiliki surat wasiat dapat menyelamatkan keluarga dari kerepotan melalui situasi tersebut.
People think that wills are something that basically concern people nearing the end of their life, and not to be morbid about it, you never know when that's going to be, so it's always a good idea to plan ahead. Another misconception is this idea that if you don't have a will, the state gets all of your assets, and that's not true either. There are laws which state exactly what happens in that situation, but obviously if you die intestate, which means without making a will, in those situations, it's a little bit more complicated in terms of what the laws say about who gets your assets and your estate.
Urutan peninggalan tanpa surat wasiat tergantung pada undang-undang negara bagian atau teritori di mana Anda tinggal. Namun, Kalimnios mengatakan aturan itu mungkin tidak mencerminkan bagaimana seseorang ingin memprioritaskan keluarga untuk mewariskan asetnya.
People's estates are sometimes complex. People may have business interests, people may have shares, people may have different types of property, and the will really helps you work out how you're going to dispose of those assets. There might be something that you really want to bequeath to a grandchild, family heirloom, or something of significance, or something shared between both of you, and a will is the best way to do that.
Sementara itu, sebuah kit do-it-yourself online menjadi tren yang meningkat di Australia, namun mendapatkan nasihat hukum dianggap sebagai pilihan yang lebih aman. Tetapi, bukan hanya pengacara yang memberikan bantuan profesional. Anda bisa mendapatkan surat wasiat Anda ditulis oleh State Trustees, yaitu kantor pemerintah yang beroperasi di setiap negara bagian atau teritori. Pengawas umum dari State Trustees memungut biaya nominal atau fee to service. Pembebasan biaya juga mungkin berlaku untuk pensiunan dan orang-orang di atas 60 tahun. Michael Spiegel adalah manajer umum eksekutif divisi Trustee Services di Victorian State Trustees. Ia menunjukkan bahwa memiliki surat wasiat itu penting tidak hanya untuk distribusi aset, namun juga untuk mencalonkan wali untuk anak di bawah umur.
If they don't have a will, then the guardianship of that individual is decided upon by the laws of the state, and they go down through different relatives that are available and appropriate, all the way through to perhaps putting that child in foster care, assisted guardianship. So that's why, you know, we always advocate it's really important that you have guardianship taken care of through your will, because if not, then a decision may be made for you that's against the wishes of the legal guardians or parents.
Spiegel menunjukkan bahwa ini penting bagi para migran Australia yang memiliki anak di bawah 18 tahun dan mungkin tidak memiliki jaringan keluarga lain di negara ini.
So myself, for example, my children are born in 2 different countries, and when my wife and I set up the will, we nominated guardians here in Australia because our children grew up in Australia. We thought if we passed away, of all that destruction, how how dramatic of an event that would be for them. For them to go back to countries they never knew would be even more dramatic for them. And so we wanted to make sure that we had identified our closest friends here who were willing to take care of our children in that eventuality.
Dean Kalimnios, yang sudah bertahun-tahun mempersiapkan surat wasiat untuk kliennya, menemukan contoh yang bagus bagi surat wasiat ketika latar belakang etnis kliennya mengganggu konsep warisan dan distribusinya. Ia mengatakan surat wasiat bertindak sebagai pelindung terhadap ketidakpastian itu.
In general situations, it just makes life easier and clearer because people know what the deceased wanted. In some migrant communities, the conception of property itself differs from the Anglo-Celtic view. Family property is considered just that, something that everyone gets to share, whereas obviously the Australian legal viewpoint, the idea of property, how it's evolved, is it's yours, you have the right to do with it what you will, and then there are family pressures as to the distribution. And in certain communities, the would-be heirs tend to have more of a say as to what their parents do.
Berdasarkan pengalamannya di Victorian State Trustees, Michael Spiegel mengatakan bahwa ketegangan dalam keluarga dengan tidak adanya surat wasiat bukanlah hal yang unik dalam budaya tertentu.
If the deceased person's wishes were not known and were not explained clearly, then it leaves a lot of ambiguity, and that's where we see a lot of conflict. Make sure you have everything in place that you want, and the best situation is not only to have it in place, but to have the conversations with, so the family knows what's going to happen. There's no surprises.
Nah pendengar, jika Anda menggunakan surat wasiat online, Anda masih bisa memeriksakannya ke pengacara Anda atau ke public trustee.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.